Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman City Administrator Kelly Littweiler about the city-operated Goodwin Center.
So in the midst of COVID-19, Kelly, how has that affected the operations of the Goodwin Center?
Obviously, prior to COVID, we were a full-service senior center where we offered coffee exercise in the morning. They then came in for socializing and a full homestyle meal. At this point in time, we currently are not able to offer those things anymore, which the socializing was a big thing for the elders. And they liked to come in and socialize, and a lot of them, that was their only time that they got to socialize. So currently right now, we are only able to do carryouts and deliveries. So our numbers are down drastically. We went from prior pre-COVID to serving anywhere from 30 to 35 meals a day, most of those in-house for the family style. Some of those were still the deliveries. We never did a lot of carryouts prior to COVID. It was mostly either deliveries or you came in and ate. But we decided to open that up to give people the opportunity that were coming in to still come get meals. But now we're down to anywhere from 15 to 19 a day. So it's hit us big time. And I think a lot of that has to do with the elders just not wanting to come out. And we opened the doors at the 1st of November thinking that things were getting better and that we saw some of the elders out and about. They were going to local restaurants and they were eating. And so we thought, you know what, if they're going out and about and they're eating at other places, let's just open back up and see what happens. Well, then cases started to climb again and we decided that it was not a good idea. So we shut her back down. So now we're just down to carryouts again and deliveries.
You said you went from maybe about serving 35 to maybe 15 to 20 carryout or delivery meals. How much would you like the senior citizens of Wellman to know that those meals are still available?
Oh, yeah. We've tried to push it out to them. And I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, like I said, a lot of those residents just liked the social. They like that social aspect of it. So I don't know if they're looking at it as though, you know, if we're not getting the social time, I can cook my own meal at home. I'm able to go get my own groceries because I'm still able to get out and about, as to where some are just homebound and aren't able to do that. So I don't know if it was just the whole social thing, but, you know, we obviously want to be able to make ends meet. And in order to do that, we need the people coming in and getting those meals and not just during hard times, but during the good times too. It's not just for elders either. And I don't think a lot of people know that. Anybody, doesn't matter what age you are, you're able to come down there. As long as you pay the $7, you can get the meal, you can carry it out. Even when we're open during non-COVID and the center is open, anybody's welcome to come in and eat. So it doesn't have an age limit on it.
For carry out or delivery, what times of the day are meals available?
So every day, or you can call in prior, we ask that everybody call in before 9 o'clock the day of the meal that they want to place their order. And then they can pick up normally the pickup time is between 11 and 12. And then all of our deliveries are delivered around that noon hour.
Funding-wise, is the city in okay shape to continue this program?
At this point, yes. We have been fortunate to have people who have left us funds to be able to operate. We would have liked to have seen a lot of that used for capital things of improvements to the facility when needed, upgrading appliances and such, and not as our day-to-day operational money. At this time, obviously, we're going to have to use some of that money to keep our doors open and keep it operated. We have been fortunate enough to do, we used to do quite a few fundraisers that would, the commission would take those on and they would fundraise on their own. And we had a lot of funding that way that would help our day-to-day operations. But now with the COVID, doing those fundraisers are usually brunches or breakfasts, or, you know, that we're going to have to find different avenues to be able to fundraise.
Let's see, Kelly, anything else about the Goodwin Center as far as the operations here in the latter stages of 2020 that I didn't ask about that we should know about?
At this point, you know, like I said, it takes everybody to support these things in town. And, you know, I ask anybody that, you know, if they're wanting a good home-cooked meal, they're great meals. And for $7, you're not going to go many places where you can get a really good home-cooked meal for $7. And I think it takes, everybody. And like I said, it's. I just want people to know that it doesn't matter how old you are.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman City Administrator Kelly Littweiler. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.